You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Poland's government has approved a new bill that foresees prison terms of up to 3 years for anyone who uses phrases like Polish death camps to refer to Auschwitz and other camps that Nazi Germany operated in occupied Poland during World War II. Stefan Boss reports that the bill follows years of debates on the issue.
The bill aims to deal with a problem the Polish government has faced for years. Foreign media outlets and even US President Barack Obama referring to the Nazi death camps as Polish. In a statement, the Justice Ministry said the cabinet of Prime Minister Beata Szydło approved the legislation during a weekly session on Tuesday. It is expected to pass easily in the parliament, where the right-wing ruling Law and Justice Party enjoys a majority. Poles fear that as the war grows more distant, younger generations across the world will incorrectly assume that Poles had a role in running Auschwitz, Treblinka and other German-run Nazi death camps. It's seen as a bitter association for a nation that was occupied and subjected to brutality that left some 5.5 million Polish citizens dead during the war, including about 3 million Jews and 2.5 million non-Jews. The bill had been under discussion for many months. It originally foresaw a prison term of up to 5 years, but the version approved Tuesday is milder. It says up to 3 years will be reserved for those who intentionally slander Poland's good name by using terms like Polish death camps and Polish concentration camps. Those who use such language unintentionally would face lesser punishments, including fines. That could have included U.S. President Obama, who later apologized for using the term when he posthumously awarded the Medal of Freedom to a Polish World War II hero who risked his life alerting allies of mass killings of Jews.
Before one trip across enemy lines, resistance fighters told him that Jews were being murdered on a massive scale and smuggled him into the Warsaw Ghetto and a Polish death camp to see for himself.
Then Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk reacted angrily in remarks heard through an interpreter.
Regarding the statement, we expect the United States to engage in Polish efforts that will eliminate once and for all those false and unjust words.
Poland now hopes the new bill will make it clear that it was occupied by Nazi Germany and that the nation did not voluntarily participate in the murder of millions of Jewish people and others the Nazis didn't like. Critics point out, however, that at least some Poles were involved in separate massacres against Jewish people, and the government is under pressure to acknowledge those incidents as well. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.